Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Danny's gonna go on my list of things I hate about this podcast.
Hey, let's do a top five list of things you guys hate most about me, and I'll do it too.
Your face.
That's number five. You realize you can't use that for number one now.
Words and sounds that come out of your mouth.
Okay, that's two. Ben, you have to come.
And up. Food particles.
Smells that come from your body.
All right.
Noises you make. Like, not out of your mouth, just any other part of your body.
Okay, I'll list one. The top five thing I hate about my
The way you eat.
Yep.
That's pretty horrible.
The way that mysterious stains show up on our kitchen floor, and you have no idea where they came from, or clean them up afterwards.
I was recently looking, like, didn't we just clean this kitchen floor?
I was thinking that too. Like, I swear, I think you go down in the middle of the night, don't know what you're doing, probably don't even remember that you went downstairs.
No, I
and
know.
Just like dump orange juice on your face.
I know I go downstairs in the middle of the night, but I don't spill. I mean, I recognize when I spill. I know that I do spill occasionally.
Do you clean up when you do spill?
Yeah, not really. I mean, I'm a bulk, but what I mean is, yes, if I spill something like a lot, I'll definitely clean it up. But if I do a little drop of something, I probably won't clean it up. But I like to clean up in bulk. Like, I like to do a whole room at once, sort of.
What do you guys hate about me? And you can't say cock envy.
What do we hate about Chris?
No, we have to finish the top five things that we hate about me.
I hate that I leave such a high... hard example for you guys to follow.
You feel
a
bad
high
about
hard
that?
Example
high and hard. Oh, that's cock envy again. I don't know, I think I've pretty much listed everything that I don't like about you.
I know there has to be something. I'm actually really trying to think about this now.
I hate your feet.
What about my feet do you hate?
They look like bricks.
Well, I don't like his feet, but I can't say that I hate them. I hate the way they smell sometimes.
That's true.
Sometimes.
You know what's funny? Like, the other day, I was sitting on one couch, and he was sitting on the other, and we were watching Seinfeld or something. And then all of a sudden, I started thinking, what the fuck? What? Something smells like death all of a sudden. I didn't even think about it. And I looked over, and Danny had slightly raised his feet up. They were just a little bit off the ground on the coffee table. I was like, God damn, just those 4 inches like made it smell like a fucking morgue in here when the air conditioning goes out.
You know what? I'll say this. That's probably the one thing, but I don't even hate it that much, but that is one thing I don't like, that I smell worse than most people faster.
But why?
I don't know. It's true, though.
Like a chemical thing?
Probably. I mean, I don't know what it is. But, like, I put deodorant on 5 times a day at work. You know what I mean? Like, I go through deodorant fast. I keep, like, 3 things of deodorant in my truck because I stink so bad at work because I'm running all day. But I'll put deodorant on, and then, like, 2 minutes later, I'll stink again. And it's like, I'm thinking, what the hell? This is ridiculous.
Does Tanya ever tell you that you stink?
Oh, yeah, she tells me all the time.
But does she kind of like it, though? Because I think girls kind of like man stink.
Not really. Sometimes. I mean, she doesn't mind it as much. She doesn't make as big a deal about it as she could. And I think I love her for that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thankful that she's not like a bitch about it, because I could understand her being a bitch about it, but she's not.
Have you ever had a girlfriend that was a bitch about it?
No. I mean, Zandy was a little more rigid about it, but like, I wouldn't say she was a bitch about it, but you know what I mean? Like, some girls could be real sort of...
Well, some girls are bitches.
Guns about those. Like, I guess it's because I don't date bitches.
It's funny that you say rigid, like they have an official policy on your stink. Danny, this stink is not up to code right now.
Okay, this is a good question. Do you guys ever remember a time where you thought I stunk more than ever before, like a specific stink story?
Not really. You just stink really bad all the time.
Yeah, the late 90s. Through most of the 2000s.
Maybe the times that you, like in high school, when you would stay the night at our house, and we'd have to go to the grocery store and rent one of those steam cleaners with the carpet.
Is that true?
No. My mom hates that about you.
or the time we would stay the night over at one of our female friends' houses, and then she'd have to wash the bed sheets immediately afterwards so her parents didn't know that she had you over.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I came all over the bed.
Yeah, well, I guess.
Are you saying my cum stinks? I bet it does.
Is your cum green?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Okay, producer Brian and Chris go on bike rides together a lot. I rarely go with them because I have a job where I work, like, run a lot, so I'm kind of tired when I get home. So they'll go on a bike ride. But they're convinced that there's one part of our street that smells strongly like cum.
It does. But we found out that it's like it's a certain bush. It's like a cum bush. And they plant them all over the town. And one of them is really strong. It smells like a homeless guy just jacks off in there every day right before we ride by.
But I would not even recognize the smell of cum if I drove by it.
You never smelled your own cum?
I guess not.
Well, smell some sometime.
What does it smell like?
I can't describe it.
Like cum?
Yeah.
But they pointed out that there's this part. Like, I remember one time we did walk by it and they're like, oh, that's the bush. This is where it smells like cum. They're so, like, it's such an accurate, like, they could point it out on a map.
The weird thing was when producer Brian pointed out that tree that tastes like cum. That was pretty weird.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to things we hate about me. What do I hate about myself? Okay, I hate how much of a procrastinator I am. I actually do. This is something that I hate. And it relates back to cleaning. I always plan on doing something, and then I never get around to it. Like, there's so many things that I have, like, that I'm going to do, and I just never do it. And this was a huge problem with school. This was a huge problem with just paying bills, with... Like, I have money to pay my cell phone bill, but I won't do it until my cell phone company calls me to, like, it has an automated service that calls and tells me to, if they don't pay it today, they're going to cancel my service. And then I pay it. And then they say, would you like to add this card to keep this card on file? And then I push no or something. I'll do that next time. I don't know. It's like whatever it is, I'm always thinking that the 1 minute that I'll save right now is worth it. I'll just do it later.
I got one. Okay. I hate that you think that we cared about the things that you hate about yourself. Yeah.
I wish you'd have procrastinated that story a little bit. I could have definitely put that off until after we were done recording.
I wish that there was an automated prompt that said, do you wish for Danny to not talk anymore? And then keep that response on file of, yes, I don't want him to talk anymore.
What else?
Should we do a list of things that we like about you?
Yeah.
Can we think of anything?
Seriously, come on,
guys.
Well,
we've still got like 10 minutes left in the show. Let's wait till we get a little farther on.
We got a lot more.
We don't want dead air.
Keep going with things you hate about me. Come on. I know. None of these have been really real and personal so far. I want to get something that I didn't
know. Well,
what
are you looking for? What do you think we're going to say?
I don't know. I bet there's something that I don't know.
Maybe we don't hate you as much as you think we hate you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you guys think of anything else you hate about me? If not, you guys have to start listing things you like about me.
I don't like that you keep forcing us to do things we don't want to do.
What don't you want to do?
Keep going on about how much I hate you. I already told you enough things.
So then start with things you like now.
Well, I'm thinking. Yeah, just jump out with something off the top of my head.
What do I like about myself? I like that I rarely think about death and that and bad things in life, and then I'm pretty much always in a good mood. Because when I hear Chris talk about how he can't sleep sometimes because he's thinking about how he's just a mortal, not immortal, and how he constantly thinks about that life is short and things like that, I never think about that.
I hate that you haven't died yet.
I just remembered one more thing I hate about Danny. Right. Let's go back a little bit. I hate that Danny is always loud and always yells. I mean, I don't hate it all the time, but sometimes I really like think, oh, stop fucking screaming about everything, goddammit. It's not that big of a deal, whatever the hell it is.
I hate that when Danny walks, it's only on his toes. He never, like, his heel never hits the ground. He always prances around on his toes.
I'm pigeon-toed.
Does he really do that?
You've never noticed that I walk pigeon-toed, Chris?
No.
I don't know how you could have never noticed that.
Look at any pair of shoes that Danny owns, and I guarantee you the heel is still perfectly new and, like, in a returnable condition. But where the toes are supposed to be,
I'm holding up a shoe right now.
Why is it like that?
And like the ball of my foot, the rubber isn't even on this shoe anymore. But the heel, you can still see the lines in the rubber.
Why would you walk like that,
Danny? I don't know. I've been pigeon-toed my whole life.
What does that mean, pigeon-toed?
It means I walk almost only on the ball of my feet. But I think it also, I don't know, I just always have been that way. But I run that way too, and that's why I'm such an amazingly fast sprinter.
But you have like the craziest gait ever.
It's true, I do run weird. And I also have
a crazy gait.
I'll tell you something that I hate about myself, is when I watch videos of myself playing sports, whenever I stop and rest, my hands look like a gay Tyrannosaurus Rex. Like I put my hand, I can't describe the way that I look like a dog sitting up and begging. You know how their paws are in front of them and just kind of their wrists are dangling?
You do that.
I don't know why I do that when I pause, but I hate it. I don't.
You're like Peg Bundy.
I have one last thing I don't like about Danny.
Okay.
That I think this isn't I don't want it to sound mean because it's good at heart.
Okay.
I don't like when Danny gets too hyper around crowds and drives people crazy, because honestly, like, I think people would like Danny more, not that he needs to win friends or anything, if he would just take it easy and tell only a few jokes. But sometimes in a social situation, like we're out at night, he'll like just pester the hell out of people. And I feel like they're not getting the best of Danny that way. They're getting like Danny trying to give them everything of him in a short amount of time.
They're getting cliff notes.
Yeah. And that's what I think he does on the podcast sometimes that I always kind of try to get him to not do, but I don't know how to do.
Like sometimes less is more.
Yeah, that's exactly all it is.
I heard less a guy at a bar talking to a girl one time, and his name was Les, and he introduced himself. He's like, "My name's Les, but sometimes less is more." And I honestly almost fought him right there.
You should have punched him in his head.
I didn't even know the guy, and I was so close to just like punching him right across the jaw. And he didn't know me. I was just eavesdropping on a conversation, but he wasn't trying to be like get a laugh for being dumb either. He was trying to be suave when he said it.
And you should have said, "Hey, my name's Danny, and sometimes guys need to get punched in public."
Yeah, it really was annoying. But I agree. I agree. I think that I'm like a kid that had a couple sodas and way too much sugar who's at like a museum or Disneyland. Like,
and I just think too excited. They're judging you falsely.
I know, but to be fair, I don't care.
Well, I know you don't care, but
I don't really. I always think like I already have more friends than I can deal with as it is. Like I barely get enough time to hang out with the people that I like.
But I think like if I didn't know this guy, I would think he was retarded. And that.
But even you know me and you still think I'm retarded.
I know, but I think you're more retarded. Like now I just think you're casually retarded.
Man, I wonder if I'm going to listen to this podcast in years when I've outlived all you guys and cry.
One thing I like about Danny is he will punch someone for saying their name is less is more. And Danny's not a pussy.
Yeah, Ben, what do you like about me? Come on. Give me something to help me sleep tonight.
Pass. I hate how goddamn curly your hair is.
Why?
I don't know.
Does it honestly bother you?
It's not his fault.
I feel like the curls like make some sort of super web that holds more funk in.
I could agree with that.
Like straight hair, like it's just a, it's like a pile of sticks.
It's like a radiator
through that.
It's like a radiant, a straight hair. It'll everything will pass off. Yeah, that makes sense.
No, I do like that. If I fly into the Pasadena studios, Danny will come pick me up at the airport, and he would be able to find it.
People don't know that's a shot at Chris.
Chris would find it, but he would need to pack like a backpack of granola bars and bottled water
and flares and a compass.
There's no Pasadena airport.
It's the Burbank airport.
I didn't say Pasadena airport. I said Pasadena studios.
Yeah, he did say the Pasadena studios. I also don't listen to things
that people say, especially when we're recording a radio show.
All right, Ben, you have to give one good thing you like about me, and then we can call it a night. Oh, I guess you just did, so we can just call it a podcast then.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next week, top five things we hate about Chris.
Wait. I hate that yeah. Danny's fingernails are always so fucking dirty, like, all the time.
I know.
Like, are you digging? Do you have a garden?
Hey, let me say something about Danny and his fingernails. If
they're
you go,
filthy right listen, now. Look at
if you go into, I know they're filthy. You have to show me. If you go into Danny's bathroom, the soap is brown. His finger, his hands won. Yeah. He defeated the soap. He doesn't get soap on his hands. He just adds dirt to the soap.
Oh, God. The thing is that people think this is a joke.
It's not.
Well, I have, like, one of the dirtiest jobs you can have, honestly. I mean, I know FedEx guy doesn't seem like a dirty job, but every one of those boxes is just covered in dirt and dust. So I could wash my hands every 5 to 10 minutes, and they would be dirty again in 5 to 10 minutes.
I've never seen Mike Rowe at your work.
I just got that.
I like that Danny works hard on the podcast when nobody else does. And that he buys equipment and borrows equipment that nobody else but him would take the time to go to that much effort for.
Thank you, Chris.
I like that he's not the most computer savvy guy that we know, but he's figured out how to work the GarageBand stuff and he does a great job editing and all that stuff. But for the life of me, I can't understand why he doesn't figure out how floss works.
I don't think I've ever flossed in my life.
I don't think you have either. It looks like you just have one giant curved tooth on the top and one giant curved tooth on the bottom.
He could floss, but basically he'd just be biting down on the floss and like scraping it in between the tops of both sets.
I think I have great dental genes. Well, I don't even know what you'd call that.
What's your record for longest time in between brushings?
Oh, man. I brush every morning. I do. I brush every morning. I admit that I don't brush every night, but I brush probably one out of two nights. No, I pretty... One out of... I mean, two out of...
Do you use toothpaste, or do you just chisel off some of that bar of soap in your shower?
All right. I think I've had about enough.
I've been giving you compliments.
That's true.
Can this be a part one of two?
Yeah, well, why don't you guys, for our next
podcast. Wait, maybe we should start a whole new podcast that we do on the side.
Just you and Ben?
Yeah.
And I can listen to it and cry? You know what's funny? I'll tell you something that I like about myself, and I think I inherited this from my dad, is that you guys could insult me for the entire podcast, and I would just laugh. And even if I heard you guys do a podcast about me, and these were all true things that I knew I needed to work on, I would laugh at them. Even though I might take heart in them, I would laugh at them, and it honestly wouldn't bother me. But I wouldn't like. I think it's a blessing and a curse because.
Well, you just kind of reminded me of something that I did want to say when I wasn't trying to be funny. But you are the only person I've ever met in my entire life that I feel like, if I said something that was funny, no matter what it was, I could say it to you, even if it was hurtful to you, but you would never take offense to anything that I could possibly say because you would know why I was saying it.
Right. I mean, I think that's from my dad. You can say anything to him and he'll laugh at it, even if it's about himself. And I think that, yeah, that's probably my favorite characteristic of my
That's definitely a huge difference between your dad and your mom, because we recently interviewed your mom, and I don't know if that's ever going to go out. Because
she almost cried, and we tried to baby her.
And the funny thing is, like, you wanted me in both of those podcasts to tell a personal story about each of them, and when I told the one about your mom, she was on the verge of tears, but when I told the one of your dad, he was, like, crying because he was laughing so hard.
And the one about my mom wasn't even that embarrassing to her, and the one about my dad was about him being crazy and naked, you know?
And he was just laughing, like, occasions. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, it was naked.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, okay. Well, that's it, guys. No more insulting. We're out of time.
If you want to write letters of things you hate about Danny.
Yeah, everyone, here's the task. Anyone who listens to this who knows me, put a comment about something that you hate about me in the comments of this podcast.
And we don't want the website to crash, though.